To me, it seems like this when I look at the world today. Well, it's mid-January 2024, and I just read that NVIDIA lost its stock market value, something $500 billion or something like that, which is pretty much. And why? Because, well, among other things, DeepSeek came a much, as it seems, smarter and more efficient way of doing AI than the ChatGPT and all that. So maybe the Americans aren't the smartest on the planet. And that's an interesting question, because it seems they think so, some of them at least. But I just spoke to a friend of mine who is kind of a professor at the university here in Stockholm. And who's working with universities in India, traveling there pretty much. He knows India, and he told me that there are, I forgot the name, the city, place where you go there and you find these super intelligent people. And he said, really super hyper inhumanly possible intelligence. And I know from before that Indians, they are known within the programming computer development communities where I used to work myself as the best programmers. And if you go to the big companies over there in the West that are taking credit for being so smart, you often find a lot of Indian programmers there. And now I happen to know that the Chinese have also very, very, similarly intelligent people there. And the Russians have great programmers too. I happen to know some of them and had some experience there. So if you ask me, the Russians, Chinese and Indians, they have some really, really, really good programmers. Really, really smart people who are, we can see now, regardless of what the global northerners say, because they still believe themselves to be the number ones, are just overtaking them. In racing cars. And I know, maybe not so many here in the global north have yet realized that. But people such as this Microsoft programmer and others who really know what's going on, they can see it. And I'm not now here trying to show it in a way that everyone can see. At least people like you. We're smart ones too. And now I'm going to say something that could make some of you global northers scream in agony. Feel hate rising within your nervous system and finger reaching their torso, clicking on another channel. Well, if you feel like doing that, then do that. But I will go on here. My theory is that for the intelligentsia, the really, really smart ones, to be able to do the best, their best, which is a great asset for the society, what it takes are intelligent leaders up there in the top. Because only intelligent leaders, this is my theory, can properly appreciate, understand, and even notice the presence and value of such very intelligent people. But then, even when and if they do, then what do they use those very intelligent people for? To work in your military industry to make new cool weapons. To work for the corporate sector, making new cool dollars or whatever. Or what? Working for the people of your society, and maybe for others too, to have a happier, healthier, better life. So, yeah, and that way it depends on the intelligence of the leaders, the top ones up there who make the decisions. and to me, and this is where you will scream, you global norther, it actually seems, if I try to be as objective and neutral as I can as a Swede here, that such leaders, intelligent leaders, are mainly found in the on the Eastern Hemisphere today. Okay, since I hope you stopped screaming and cursing. You in the late great global north. You are the greatest on the earth, right? The smartest and the toughest and the most good looking and the so on and so forth. Well, over there in the east, and I've spoken to members of the Chinese Parliament, I know something about India too. At least read some books, a little about some Russia. Albeit not all of them being officially recognized by the global north as bona fide benevolent democracies. Whatever that means nowadays. If it doesn't just mean members of our club. The leaders in those countries, at least I heard that from that parliament, that central government member in China, who I met on a family dinner. They select the most qualified people, as he said, for these high governing positions. And for any leadership positions, I suppose. Whilst in democratic, quote-unquote, countries, There are all kinds of ways to work yourself up. To the high. Cool power positions of your society. And it's not always about being rightly and truly and realistically educated in and experienced in and qualified within the field that you are. Then becoming in charge of former Swedish Prime Minister, for instance, was a welder. So anyway, what I'm saying is that what we are seeing nowadays, events that unbeknownst to many people are going on, especially in the high-tech sector of the world, which is, yes, quite important if not crucial for ongoing successfully continued economic growth, which seems to be, please consider that as a must, a necessity, a requirement for a healthy human society, which I can't understand either. Why can't we just be satisfied with what we need to live a happy life? Because the growth is, to a large extent, I would say, if we shall be honest, it consists of production of lots of unnecessary stuff. And I heartily invite you to get into the statistics on that one. I suspect we would be surprised if we would see the percentage of everything produced on this planet today, especially in the global north, that is actually needed versus that which is actually unnecessary. And the thing is that what is unnecessary is often turning into a burden rather than making us more happy. But yes, the fact that we can live happily
satisfied on the base material requirements of food and housing and clothes and so on? Well, that's what we discuss here and there on this channel, to convince you about that in case you're not convinced about that. But to sum it up, yes, first of all, before asking ourselves how much energy we can produce on this planet, how much we need, we should maybe ask ourselves, do we need to spend that much energy? Well, you can take AI, for instance. I heard that in a few years, these AI servers, because they are, or used to be, the global northern ones are still extremely power hungry. In a few years, they will, according to what I read, consume as much electricity as the entire country of Holland, the Netherlands. So, well, then we heard, of course, that the Chinese version that came out now uses like a tenth of that energy, which is pretty good, right? That's called progress. So that's one kind of way of using intelligence. Yes, you can make sophisticated, smart technology. That's what we humans do to make our lives more comfortable and easy, to giving us time to, well, first of all, to live nicely and comfortably, but also giving us more freedom to do nice things. Now, that sounds romantic maybe about us humans, but many of us like to do nice things and not bad things, so let's give us the benefit of the doubt. That's what I gave all of you and us. So, anyway, how to make that technology, which is then sophisticated and needs energy, let's make it better, more optimized, smarter, so it requires less energy. And the next one, which was what I came to down here at the bottom of it, which we will go more into further on this channel. What do we actually need to be happy here? Is this increase in energy consumption simply a result of a forced increase in production and presence of super-duper sophisticated AI high-tech machinery that is produced not because we need it and it makes us happy, but because, well, someone, a good marketing person, can make it look so attractive to us that we go and buy it anyway. But which then breaks down and this and that and cost money and our partners get kind of annoyed. What are you spending the money on, all this? That kind of stuff. We need to ask those, look at our lives here and individually as well as for all of us. And then I'm quite sure that we can get down the energy consumption a lot, rather than just going, yeah, let's make more energy, more nuclear power, it's pure and clean. I mean, come on. The fuel there is one of some the most poisonous substances in the world. No, we have such good, safe technology today. Well, it's still a human factor. And you know how close it got there in Ukraine a little bit. What happens if you drop a bomb in such a power plant? How can you say it's completely safe? So, you know, that also requires intelligence. Well, what is your solution then? You want to make all these windcraft towers that break and kill the birds and... So, whatever we choose, we need to put our smart people into the big solutions and not have on top of them the money makers, the greedy ones who don't understand much more than how to make money. That's the problem. When they rule over the smart people, then it goes the way it goes. But if I look at China today, it was some time ago, I was there like 13 years ago. But I mean, my family is half from there, so I stay a bit informed. The state sponsors technology, but not, you know, and they do it in order to use it first and foremost to build up a nice society and benefit the people that they're responsible for. And if you think that this is such a impossible and utopian and illusory idea that this could be possible, especially from the leaders over there in the East, we know who they are, as some people in the global north may say, although they have no idea, they've never been. So, I mean, some of that island over there across the ocean, they have hardly ever been outside of that island, and still they know how everyone else, you know, this whole thing. So, yeah. Using our intelligence in the right, best way, in a wise way, and that is really, of course, what intelligence should be. So the intelligent people, I mean, I'm talking about the real intelligent, knowledgeable people, they should not be servants of the big business people, the money makers, the greedy ones, you know, who are not so intelligent. Then it's backwards. They should be like the brain of our society, and they should give guidance to those money makers and the power brokers and those people running around there in the political corridors and the military people. Because you need knowledge for how to make this whole thing work harmoniously, not go astray into a crazy money-making apparatus or a crazy war mongering apparatus, such as we see it today, is a big problem on the planet. And then you have all these big intelligent people serving those, getting their salaries from them. So there I say that if you have a state, a government, and yes, I grew up in a social democratic state, which I think it used to work pretty well. And we have our problems, sure. But, and I know, I think China, they're looking a bit at that Swedish model. But it stands and falls, just as anything else does, with how much the leaders up there are listening to people who are actually knowledgeable and intelligent, and use them to get guidance from them. Neutral, objective, very intelligent people, because they are often, just that. They are not into the power or the money or this and that. They just, you know, whatever, make ends meet and rest of the time doing their thing, studying and teaching, and they just love that. And that's beautiful. Such people are very special and should be respectfully treated in society and listened to. Not that the girls and boys in power there climb to that power, but all these election campaign, PR stuff, whatever, connections and money they could collect and to fund their campaign, you know, this whole thing. But these people sit there, and when you sit there in that power seat, you easily slip into that thinking that these intellectuals, oh, they don't know how to run this show. They are just theoretical, sitting there in their universities and their little bubble. And of course, that's true in many ways, I guess, to a certain extent in our modern society. So that should also be, I don't know, but knowledge should be useful and practical and real. And of course, it's easier when it comes to technology to determine if it is. But again, technology is a handcraft science. It's down there on a kind of very basic level. There are much more important and valuable forms of knowledge. For how to make a society happy and prosperous and healthy and harmonious and so on. So yeah, that's something to think of, maybe, or what do you say?